you gotta say, I'm Paul Cianci.
Yeah.
Say your name for me.
My name is Paul Cianci.
And when were you born, Mr. Cianci?
Well, I was born in Palo Solo Grande.
And what year?
1899.
What was the month and the
October,
day?
October 40.
October 4th, 1899.
1899, that's where I was born.
My name is Paul Segrist.
Your name is Paul Segrist?
I'm Paul also.
Oh.
And I'm here for the National Park Service, which is the organization that runs the Ellis Island Museum.
New York.
That's right. And today is Thursday, May 29th, 1997. Oh. And where are we? This is Manchester?
Huh?
Is this Manchester, Connecticut?
Yeah, Manchester now, yeah.
Manchester, Connecticut. And we're going to talk to Mr. Cianci about growing up in Italy and coming to the United States.
When I come in the United States?
Yes. What year did you come?
1920.
You were 19. So how old were you in 1920?
20.
You were 20 years old. Present also is Mrs. Cianci and their daughter, Rose
Bodick.
So anyway, we're all going to help Mr. Cianci. Say the town where you were born again.
I was born October
14th.
No,
that's okay.
October 4th, 1899.
And what was the name of the town in Italy?
Palo Solo Grande.
Where is that in Italy? Where is that in Italy?
Sicily.
It's in Sicily?
Yeah.
Oh. What is the next biggest city?
Huh?
What is your nearest city to that town?
New York, biggest city, Palo Solo.
Yeah.
Palo Solo was about 18,000 people. About 18.
So it was a good sized town.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your father's name?
Salvatore Cianci.
Salvatore. What did he do for a living in Sicily? What was his job in Sicily?
I was working.
No, no.
What was your father's job?
My father, from Palo Solo Grande. That was he born. It was to grow up there. And he got married there, too.
And what was your mother's name?
Rosa Papa.
Rosa?
Rosa Papa.
Uh-huh. What do you remember about your mother?
I remember she was a good woman. I couldn't say any better. That's all I couldn't say. She didn't grow up with me. Then I got married and everything.
Do you remember the house that you lived in Sicily?
I live in Palo Solo Grande, province of Syracuse. The name is Palo Solo Grande.
Do you remember the house, house that you lived in?
The house was right there. Palo Solo Grande. There was no house. It was in the front of us. No house.
No house.
What's the they call villa over there?
A villa.
Villa. You know. Yeah.
You lived in a villa?
Huh?
Did you live in a villa?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you describe what it looked like?
Okay. Nice. They look nice. I can sit down and look a bit. That villa was one of the best villa I ever seen in my life.
What was it made out of?
Huh?
What did they make the villa out of?
There was a for three roads. One in the center and one on each side. That's a.
Did you have a garden?
Huh?
Did you have a garden?
In the villa?
In the villa?
Sure, yeah, I went all over there. Okay.
What did you grow in your garden?
Huh?
What did you grow in your garden?
What did I grow? Do I grow now? I'm no. That one was young. Now I'm old man. That's all I can tell you.
Say it in Italian, Mrs.
I was raising that.
Yeah, but what you put on the ground? What kind of plants you put on the ground?
Pens.
Plants. What kind of trees, a plant, do you put on the ground?
Plant? There's nothing going to plant at the time. I don't wear no ground to plant anything at Palo Solo. Yeah. No, no, you can't plant anything.
You didn't plant.
No.
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 Okay. No.
Like we wanna.
My father, he had places to plant all kinds of vegetables. But when we got married, I was young. Then he came to this country, and I grew up with my mother and my grandmother.
Your grandmother?
Yeah.
Yes. What do you remember about your grandmother?
She was a good lady. She was a very nice woman. I can't say anything else. All of my family, thank God, there was good people. I can't say anything against anybody.
What kind of work did your grandmother do in the house?
What's the lady today? Same thing was done my mother.
But what is that?
Huh?
What did she do?
She make bread, she make cooking, and everything. That's all. Like I am.
What kind of food did you eat?
Well, what kind of food we eat here? Wheat. That's all. They there. Four kinds of wheat are there. Romanda, we call it.
Four different kinds of wheat.
Wario. Vena. Sicily. Elendich. That's what the thing about the grow.
Those are the four kinds of wheat
five.
In Italian.
Yeah,
four.
Five kinds of this.
What did you do with the wheat?
Huh?
What did you do with the wheat?
They used to sell them. Ah, parlare una capisco. Col frumento che facevano, che avevano to facevano. What did you do? You used to sell them, or you used to use?
Oh, crescere, they put on the grano.
Don't get nervous.
They put on the grano, they grow, they clean me. Then when they was ready to cut they cut me. Then they had a place, they put in there, they put horses in milk, that's all.
Great,
that's
you.
All I want. That's all I can tell you.
Why did you want to come to America?
Huh?
Why did you want to come to America?
My father was over here, this country. Then he says once, he was coming to see us, but he changed his mind. He called us to come here. That's all. Nothing.
Did you want to come to America?
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. Everybody said America was a good country. Nothing can tell you anymore.
Do you remember when you left?
Huh?
Do you remember when you left Sicily?
I left here October 4th, 1920.
When you were going to leave Sicily,
yeah.
What did you take with you?
Nothing. We took something. Then we had a lot of food on the boat. That's all I had.
Where did you go to get on the boat?
Huh?
Where did you go?
Ellis Island.
No, in Italy, where did you get the boat?
Ellis Island, they call it.
Wait a minute. Quando tu hai pigliato vapore, yeah. Non aiuta a Napoli o a Palermo?
No. I same thing in Sicily. Barbaro, 20 miles from where I live.
But what is it? Napoli or Palermo?
No.
There was no boat near the Palazzolo.
No boat, but New York, something near New York. We went boat.
Do you remember when you went from Palazzolo to get the boat? Where'd you go?
Ellis Island.
Ellis Island is the United States. But over there was the old country.
I don't remember the boat come si chiamava.
No. Where'd you go? Naples or Palermo? Where'd you go to get the boat?
No, cosa?
A Naples,
I think it was the Naples.
Naples.
Yeah, Naples.
Do you remember the name of the boat?
Giuseppe Verdi.
Giuseppe Verdi.
Giuseppe.
What do you remember about being
nervous
on the boat?
Bad things. Bad things were bad days, bad nights. The ones who went about the water, about to get in on the fourth floor, where I was sleeping, my bed was up about so much of it out of the water.
Like a foot out of the water.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where did you sleep on the ship?
They had a bed, like a little bed, everyone.
Where did they feed you?
Everything, you feed it now. Good food.
They had good food on the
boat.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. How long?
No meat.
Did you ever
chicken.
Go, did you go up on deck on the top of the boat?
Well, look at it. Every day.
What did you see?
Well, she said the boat was jumping up.
The sky.
It's jumping up. Up and down, up and down. One of the bed was. One of the bed was used to go. You know that you can.
How long did it take?
We left October 4th. October 40th. Then we got the boat 2 days later. Then we got to come near about 18 days.
18 days.
That was like that. Uh-huh. Well, because they had a bed.
Terrible ocean. Okay. Do you remember seeing the Statue of Liberty?
When we got there, near there, we saw the Statue of Liberty. Yeah, that's all I couldn't tell.
Do you remember being at Ellis Island?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What do you remember?
Remember, I got there. We did, I think, to eat for a couple of one day or 2 days. We are drinking water. No, we had something now. For us, that's all right. Some piece of bread. That's all.
Wait a minute. Do you remember when you came to Ellis Island? Your sister Lena had the measles, and you had to stay over 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they didn't take care of your dog good.
No.
Yeah. But Alina was all right after 3 days, and
yeah.
They let you out.
Yeah, that's all. Nothing you can tell here.
Where did you go when they let you out of Ellis Island?
I never said.
When they let you off of Ellis Island, where did you go?
New York.
To New York. And then from New York, where did you go?
To Hartford? Yeah.
Connecticut.
That's another place.
Did you get a job?
Job
in Hartford.
I was 16 years old. When I got about a tune, then I got a job.
What was the first job you got?
Push a barn.
I was building
in the hospital. A concrete dome, machine makes it there, puts it apart. That's all.
He's doing a good job.
He gets nervous.
You're doing a good job.
Huh?
You're doing a good job.
Your job?
You're doing a good job.
Yeah,
You're answering my questions.
No, the people, they like me, the way I work.
Good.
That's all.
Good.
Nothing, and I ask me any question anymore.
Okay.
He's nervous.
Thank you very much. I've asked you all my questions.
That's all.
Thank you. This is Paul Segrist signing off with Paul Cianci on Thursday, May 29th, 1999.